Hi, my name's Steve Carroll. As always, I'm the dev manager for the C++ team, and welcome to Going Native number 55. So as you know, we like to do some episodes that are about changes in the product, some episodes that are sort of just general learning about C++, and sometimes we like to talk about what happens in the committee about three times a year when everybody gets together. So this meeting, this is going to be one of those ones about the committee meetings, and this year we were lucky enough that the meeting that we're talking about today took place in our kind of here in our hometown, Issaquah, Washington. Which is just a little bit south of Redmond, where we're seated today. So to get started, Gabby, you've been in each of these for the last five or six of these, right?
Something like that.
Familiar face, and they can go back and rewatch all of your greatest hits in terms of previous editions. And another familiar face here is Gordon Shanoff.
Yes.
Hi,
this is me. I've been twice, I think. This is the third time, I'm not as popular and outgoing as Gabby, but I'm still here.
Right, we were talking about SNL right before we started things, and you know, Gabby is sort of our Alec Baldwin, and maybe you're another of those common people to show up. Yes. All right, so moving on!
I wasn't sure where you're going with that, but...
I like to keep you guessing. It's my prerogative. All right, so let's talk about Issaquah. So it's been 3 months since Ulu, 4 months since Ulu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we met in June in Ulu. So
in Finland, and this one is almost as glamorous.
Yes,
Issaquah, Washington.
Issaquah. So I was kind of unhappy that we're going to have the meeting in Issaquah because I live just across the road, and in November in Issaquah, really. It turns out to be a really, really nice week.
That's good.
Sun shining.
But you guys always tell me whenever I go to write the travel voucher money that you always are always inside the hotels anyways, I shouldn't be concerned that they're really fabulous locations.
I just wanted to talk about it. I'm really serious. I was one of the most skeptical guys, but I was quite happy.
We had lunch outside one day, so it was.
Nice. That's good. I'm glad they let you out at least one time. Okay, so where are we in the process? How close are we till C++ 17? This is my first time going through the whole cycle here, so help me know where we're at.
If you remember, back in June, when in Ulu, we voted out a document that we called, committee document.
The committee document.
That's right. And so essentially, it's a beta release of the standard we sent out to national bodies. To give us comments, so they have to debug the document. And they had about 3 months to send us comments. So what we did last week in Issaquah is to respond to all those national body comments. So each national body comment ought to have an answer. So we went through all the comment, different nature. It can just be general, editorial, or technical. Technical really means there is a problem, fix it. And by the way, I happen to have a solution. Sometimes they don't have a solution, you just have to fix it out. So you have the four subgroups, evolution working group, library evolution working group, library working group, and the core working group. So they all have their own buckets of comments
to
resolve.
They own different parts of the standard, is the right way to think about it?
Yeah, so the way to think about it is, for example, if you take the C++ standards, everything between chapter 2 to 15 is owned by the core working group, and chapter 17 onward is owned by the library group. But we do have two library group. We have library group and library evolution. So library evolution looks at incoming proposals, and sometimes some of the comments have to do with new functionality, so they are thrown to the library evolution courts. Something like stood by it, which was pretty new. There were some comments about the name or some other stuff, so it went to a library evolution group, then back to library.
Once it's sort of like resolved, it kind of moves up a level.
That's right.
Okay, we need to make up some sort of like Schoolhouse Rock, like I'm just a Bill thing about how a feature becomes part of the language. But all right, we'll do that for the next episode.
And sometimes there are comments about a core language part, and then core language, core group look at it and say, this looks more like a language design issue. So they throw it to evolution.
It.
So evolution has to look at it, and then it's okay, we are okay with the suggestion, or we are not. But you ought to have a response to all those national body comments. And we did great. I won't say we're completely done, because that's not true, but I was quite amazed. One thing that Herb did, Herb is the convener of the C++ Standards Committee. did on Monday was to say, oh, okay, among the comments, there were national body comments, in particular from US. I wouldn't say they're contradictory, but they were saying something like, do X. And then there's another comment that says, don't do X for the same X. And another one is like, I preemptively against doing X. So what we did on Monday was just to take a vote in plenary. Say, okay, what are we going to talk about these things? And most of them was no. So that, you know, freed a lot of time.
So we got a little bit more time to kind of work through issues. Okay.
I think that was quite a very good management thing to get done. And I think Herb should be thanked for that.
Awesome. Cool. All right. So how close are we to done?
Oh, okay. So in the calendar, if you go to isoccpp.org, and Herb has very nice timeline there, you'll see that we have two meetings reserved only for national body comment processing, ballot processing.
Okay. So, and this was the first one?
Yeah, this is the first one. The next one is in Kona in February.
Back to Hawaii, you guys.
See.
Okay.
So the hope is that in Kona we'll be done by the for resolving all these national body comments. And so at the end of that meeting in Kona, we will vote out what we call the final document for international
standards. If we had some sort of wood here, I should be knocking on it.
That's so right. Now, this being WG21, you can always expect surprises.
Okay.
If we don't do that, then the hope of getting 17 is...
Got it. Yeah, so in other words, it's possible at least that in Kona in...
February.
Yeah,
that second half of February.
That basically everybody signs, and then you guys all hoist some sort of celebratory beverage hosted inside of a pineapple of some sort.
Yes.
Okay.
And if that's not done, it'll be in Toronto, but I think it'll be done by Kona.
Got it.
So Toronto is in July.
Okay.
So that still put us in the prospect of finishing 17 and having a stamp. And ISO, so at, in the IS organization, they tend to be very bureaucratic. It can take 6 months to figure out the stamp with 17.
Okay. Got it.
So we really, really need to nail everything by the end of Kona.
And got it. So it will be well named. We've been calling it C++17, and indeed, as long as we get it out there kind of in February, it should be okay.
Yeah, and I think the chance of getting that done is like 80%, 80 to 90%, as long as WG21 keeps doing whatever it did in Issaquah.
Continue the momentum.
That's right.
All right, so let's dig into the details. So, like you said, there's multiple different kind of parts of the standard that you guys kind of address, but I think we're going to break this down by, like, let's talk about language stuff first, then we'll talk about libraries, and then we'll talk about TSs, okay? So let's start with language, and I think this is the one that you spend most of your time in.
Yeah,
right?
Most of the time I'm in evolution working group where most of the language is designed. So sometimes I go to core if I have stuff like modules, TS was resulted.
Right.
So in evolution, we didn't have anything fundamental to resolve. So we talked mostly about things that may happen post 17.
I see. So even though like the overall purpose of this was to kind of go through these sort of almost like bug reports against the standard, you feel like you were able to kind of get through those.
Yeah. So the first day Monday Monday and Tuesday we just went through the bug report and we had nothing left to deal with.
Got it. Were there any major things in there that you feel like would affect the average C++ programmer?
Oh, yeah.
Based on the changes that were made.
Yeah, that's a good question. So we have been talking about. Fixing order of evaluation.
Order of evaluation, sure.
So there were a couple of national body comments about, we should probably just go back to how things were in Dark Ages.
Why are you pointing at me?
Okay, not you, my friend.
More fights for the users. He's on the side of light, guys. All right.
So the evolution working group was like, oh, really? No. So the response was, no, we're just going to keep things the way they are because they found bugs.
Got it.
There were some suggestions to do something with concepts, and we just
So basically, no major changes, no new features accepted
no
directly into 17, no, and so you're saying that order of operations got pulled out, or
order of evaluation.
Evaluation, sorry.
Yeah, order of evaluation. There were national body comments saying, "Oh, let's just go back to how things were," and the evolution vote was no.
Oh, I see. So the status quo was maintained.
Yeah, maintained. So the other thing I forgot to say was that at the comment resolution meetings, you ought to have very high bar for changing whatever is in the document. So, you know, whatever you do, you have to increase consensus. So if you want to take something out, you have to find that base.
More people agree with that.
Yeah,
I see.
90% of people who agree to take something out or to change it in one way or the other. So that was part of the reasons why Monday meeting in plenary was very productive, which was like we didn't have a lot of consensus on many things that were proposed by National Body Comment.
Okay, cool. So before we kind of go, before we jump into like kind of post 17 things, then maybe we should transition to talk about the libraries.
Yeah, I think we should. Okay. So in library, I think Gori is our expert.
Yeah, I'll talk about library. Yes, and get me started explaining the structure of you know evolution, core library evolution, real library. but that's not all that deals with libraries, because I think during this meeting. SG1, which is a subgroup that deals specifically with concurrency and parallelism,
right.
It spent most of the time looking at issues which ended up going to C++17 and resolving
them. I see. That did actually get there all the way into the doc.
Yet another room, which actually didn't end up being in the room. They ended up being in the restaurant. But they were not eating. I was sometimes checking out. They were just talking
about
it.
Yes, we didn't have enough room.
Right. So a table at the restaurant was full-time working on resolving file system issues because they discovered that there are other operating systems besides POSIX and Windows, and they were looking into taking care of those operating systems as well.
Give me an example.
I'm trying to remember. It's this mainframe system which has
very
interesting name, and I just cannot just escape. It's not IBM.
Yeah, if I may comment.
CentOS.
Okay.
Some kind of, yeah.
So this is one of the things we're talking about. Yeah. So file system has been one of our first years. And it has been there for a while. Mm-hmm. And it went through Balato, had some comments.
Which again are these sort of beta release kind
of exactly.
Ideas.
It's a baby standard. And if you remember Bjarne explaining TS a few months ago.
Yeah, just catching the folks at home.
And so when the TS was moved into the standard drive, that's when people were like, oh, really? It's happening? And so we had...
It's happening.
Yeah, so suddenly most of the comments that we had to do with file system.
Okay, wow.
I think close to half or more than half of the national body comments at least in library had to do with file system.
Right, so there was a dedicated group working on the file system through the entire week. And one of the highlights is that .bashrc is now not an extension. You know,
it's like a file name instead.
Yes.
Yeah, I see.
So that's important.
So that will mean something to
right.
National
Right. And I spend most of my time in concurrency and parallelism group. So things that are in 17 is the entire parallel TS, which essentially adds algorithms like we used to have in STL to operate over sequences, containers, now they can be parallel. So they get an extra parameter, which can specify the execution policy, sequential, vector, parallel.
And if people are interested in learning more about that, actually the very first episode of Going Native that I was the host for was on that very topic. So we'll give you guys a link to that one so you can go watch Archer talk through
right,
that.
Right, so we were fixing things in there, for example, there was this very complicated data structure exception list, which should accumulate exceptions as they occur in parallel in multiple threads, and eventually they will need to get aggregated and given to the consumer of the parallel construct. And it was troublesome, and in Ulu we removed it completely and said, well, if an exception happens in a parallel algorithm, just terminate the program.
Ow.
And that felt too harsh.
It seems harsh.
So we made a little tweak which made it forward-looking, where we do call std terminate for any currently standard execution policies, but otherwise execution policy can decide what to do.
And execution policies are like VAR and VEC and PAR.
Yes, but we have a concrete ones that we specified parallel vector. But execution policy is also just a concept. It's whatever you can prove there.
Right.
So now the big decision was we will let execution policy decide.
Yep.
Another thing in the parallel land was that it is really troublesome to use input iterators with parallel algorithms.
Okay.
And if you remember your iterator categories, the input iterator is once you consume the value, it moves.
Got it.
So you can't really give to various threads an iterator to a particular point of a sequence because it only moves when you consume it, and if it doesn't consume. So, and I don't think we resolved it. We pushed that to the next meeting where we need to decide either we say, no, damn it, it's only forward iterators as opposed to input, or we can specify that, well, you know, algorithms can copy. And in that case, you can actually use the initial pass through the input sequence to copy the values and then give them out to various algorithms.
So that's still an open issue, but...
Yeah, it's open
issue. I want to make sure I understand this, but the... But we expect that if we get to the point where everybody drinks those celebratory pineapple drinks, that it will have that in there. It's just a question of how do we resolve this issue.
That's right.
Yes.
So I don't expect that to be a blocking issue for
adoption of a thing into 7.
I want to celebrate in Kona. What a better place.
And then there were forward progress on some exciting things, but it is post 17, like executors start moving forward. It was probably since 2012, I need to look back. There were proposals, and there were essentially different views on how to do it, and there was no consensus getting there. But now we got a unified proposal, which might actually resolve the problem and become part of the standard.
Okay, so for languages, we have sort of the top line is mostly status quo. Languages we're seeing libraries we're seeing some more substantial changes, but still towards, you know, no major additions or deletions. Is that the right way?
There is one thing I mentioned, stood by it earlier,
right,
which is something that evolved out of the effort we have with Diane Strostrup on Coral, C++ Coral guidelines and the guidelines support library. So this is something that was developed by Neil McIntosh, works for Microsoft. So that proposal was well received. In Ulu, it missed the deadlines for the library review by 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. So it was reviewed the next day and forwarded to Core again because it has both library and Core wording. And that was, again, reviewed by Library Evolution Working Group because the Canadians didn't like the name.
Okay.
For some reason, they don't like Bytes.
Do they spell it differently?
There was a suggestion to call it raw byte or storage byte. The interesting thing is that both C and C++, ever since they have been defined, have been using the word byte. So that type that Neil was proposing with the name byte just materialized the concept. But for some reason, it was...
Got it.
Yeah. So I expect that to come back because, you know, really everybody...
By which you mean in Kona.
In Kona, yeah.
Okay.
Because even the Canadian comment who said something about a name actually liked the
proposal. It's really a dispute about what color the back shed should be.
Yeah, okay. Back shedding thing.
Yeah.
So I expect that to come back. And it was basically the only real new things. I wouldn't call it new because in Ulu, it was just really, you know, by two hours. You know.
Sure.
And I expect that to come back because everybody liked it. It is not a new proposal. It has been there. It just, you know, you have 6 days of work, and from 8 to 10, at some point you stop. Yeah.
So, anything else before we jump into TSs that we want to call out as a delta?
I think that was basically all. Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's jump into TSs. I know, like, we had to do that other stuff first, and you guys were taking all the time on the TSs stuff. So, let's start with modules.
Okay. I didn't expect us to do anything with modules because
you're the editor for that, right?
I happen to
put the full disclosure.
Yeah. So I'm the project editor for the module technical specification. We have a working draft. I didn't expect the committee to spend time on modules because we were supposed to do comment resolution. And it turns out we actually had, the core was very, very good at processing the incoming issues, and they made time
for... Which created some space for the committee to do extra work. That's awesome.
That's right, for module TS. And the expectation was that we will proceed to, you know, sending the TS for what you call PDTS, essentially balloting, asking national body, are you happy with this one? If yes, then we would. So, but we didn't. But we did.
And now these are not on track for 17. These are just they're in those sort of branchy, beta branch kind of.
Yeah, we resolved four issues. They were, you know, common sense things. There was no dispute of any kind. There was a request by some core working group members about what happens when templates from several modules get instantiated. You know, I think they want to have a precise statement of where point of instantiation is. It's very technical. It is not major. I don't consider it major. It is
it's
not major.
It's kind of like we've got syntax, we've got most of the behaviors together.
Essentially,
now we're into bug fix.
When you're going to instantiate a template, the question is, what do you consider as a name? We call that point of instantiation. Mm-hmm. And it is fairly technical. For most people using modules, they are not affected. They shouldn't care. But if they do, then they're spending too much time on the standard draft.
Great.
So that's what held back sending the TS for PDTs.
But there's not like competing proposals at this point.
No, we've talked about that in the past. Richard Smith, for example, has a proposal for. He works on Clang for Google, and he has ideas for amendment, and he accepted to have his document discussed in CONA, right?
Okay.
So, you know, there was no dispute of any kind.
Okay, great.
The other thing that actually I like a lot that happened was that Gore's proposal for coroutine got turned into a technical specification draft. And before I hand out to him to explain this, we had two other technical specifications that were sent out for balloting PDTS. So you have the networking TS, and then you have the ranges TS. I don't remember who is the project editor for network, but I know ranges is Casey Carter, who
Jonathan
worked.
Wakely.
Jonathan Wakely, yes.
Yeah, okay, so we got Wakely on networking, and Casey Carter, who was in two episodes ago or three episodes ago, and is currently hard at work on that thing behind this wall.
That's right.
Yes, okay.
So, Gore, tell us about the coroutine TS.
Oh, it was exciting. I got called twice to core group and twice
it got
to...
Weak.
Is that like the principle? I don't go to these things.
I don't think weak is the correct word.
Really?
the wording is in reasonable shape.
You know how things work in core, right? You get in, it's the room where a lot of people are, they're staring at their computer. And then at some point someone say, Then someone say, yes. That's the way it works.
Yes, it's similar to what David described. So, what we had before, I was editing some document, putting it out, people making comments. But now, it went through full end-to-end official core review twice. So it is like
so
David described, is that people sit looking at every line of the document, line by line, and making comments where to put a comma, where to remove the comma. The document wasn't unclear or specified not in the best way, so they made suggestions or demand, depending how you. And then I spend time at night and in the morning furiously editing documents so that the next time they'll do the review, they can see whether it was all implemented. So
got
we
it.
Got. Two reviews in core, and core signed off, and then we got the two reviews in the library, and again, same deal. They look at the document, they line by line, and our Stefan is always finding something wrong.
And
missing signature or signature const expert doesn't match with whatever is in the synopsis, but we fixed them all.
Yes.
We fixed them all, and the funny bit is that it was completely going against the deadline. So essentially, it is Friday. Friday noon, everything stops because the chairs have to prepare motions for the vote of the entire committee. And essentially, they said, well, okay, how about we give 10 more minutes
into the break, and then we'll stop. And we finished the last paragraph, 9:59.
So that's right, a good story to tell.
Great.
So, and now it becomes the initial working draft. Mm-hmm. Then it goes into this scary sounding PDTS.
But what does that stand for?
Exactly. No, I can't tell because I have no idea what it is, and nobody was telling me. So
is it in French?
Yes, it is.
But at least it's not with TSD.
With TS, we already kind of know technical specification. Yeah, yeah. So you take those two letters and PDTS.
So what's going
on? Okay. Are you pretty darn technical?
Okay, so you have to ask her for the exact meaning. But what's going to happen?
But I know the meaning. I asked. I can share.
So what we
preliminary draft?
Yes.
Hey. The, yeah.
So
right.
what happened was that the committee voted to instruct Herb to create what we call a new work item. So that usually takes about 2 to 3 months of balloting and with. Gore as the project editor, so he'll need more time to work on this.
Oh, okay, all right, cool.
And so that will come back, you know, by, you know, Kona, you'll get this thing that says yes, and you have more work to do.
Me English do good.
Oh, God. Is this going? Okay, and so there was a separate ballot, vote, which was. Herb is very good at, you know, understanding ISO bureaucracy and getting the committee moved very fast timely. So it is possible these days to create a new work item and at the same time ask, oh, do we want this to be the TS? So we had another poll that said, oh, since we're creating a new work item, do we want that new work item to be also the TS? At that point, some people were from...
It's like a process improvement.
That's right.
Optimization,
yes. So some people in core felt like when they were doing the review of the wording, they didn't get the impression that they were doing it for PDTS. So that vote didn't carry on Friday. But it is just, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So it's moving down the pipe.
That's right. It's a real progress for the community to have now a draft. Now, if we think we have better ideas about how to improve Gore's design, we just have to now write a diff, submit a patch against the working draft that he has.
Okay.
And that is the real progress, because before that, we couldn't do that, right? Before that...
Nothing to base the diff off of.
Exactly. Right. So this is a real progress for the community.
Awesome. Okay, so we talked about the language, the libraries, now we talked through the TSs. So, as always, how do people get involved and what's coming next?
Okay, the first thing, if you want to be involved, the first thing you do is go to ISOCPP.org, and then you find a lot of information there. Next, talk to your national body representative. You know, for the U.S., it is PL22.16. Don't ask me what it means. For U.K., it is BSI. For Finland, ask VLE.
And that information is up on the website?
Yeah, it's on the
okay.
website, yeah. The other thing is, so if you go to the website, socp.org, you have links to forums, and that's a great place to communicate your early ideas, to get feedback, and to get involved, and so on. The other thing that really like people to do is to try the major compilers that implement the TSS and the standard. Mm-hmm. I hear that GCC is 17 ready, so I don't know exactly what that means.
What is it? Okay, asked and answered, I guess. All right, cool.
But essentially, they have been very good at implementing the library additions and language features. MSVC is very good. If you go to a VC blog, you get Stefan's table that tells you exactly what is in VC right now, and they have implemented almost everything in library now.
A decent chunk of it. What you need to definitely check out things like variant and optional string views in there. The RC. When we're filming this, we're 2 days from when we release the RC. That seems to be going well. Grab those bits, and you can. What are the other things you can try in MSVC?
So you can try coroutines from my friend Gore.
Slash away.
Right.
And you have modules, experimental modules. Please try and give us feedback.
Right, and great. Okay, modules, coroutines.
I think we got string view.
String view, yeah, the libraries are the string view optional variant and a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah. Definitely check out Stefan's table.
Yeah. I don't think we have any other TS right now in,
right.
in the process.
Yeah. Okay, so what about the other what about Clang?
So the other thing I forgot, GCC has the concept TS.
They're still the only ones, I think.
It's right? the only one, yes. Clang has preliminary support for modules TS. I think Go
contributes a little bit of coroutines are not at the language level yet, but they
the
are.
Library.
But it's in progress.
Okay.
You got like a bunch of check-ins to make.
The coroutines has the bottom layer, which is the actual engine, and that is already in
LLVM.
In LLVM. In the back end.
But the syntactic sugar is not fully in the in the trunk yet. Yeah.
But you can if you're watching sort of Clang check-ins, if you're like at that level of consuming like the live bits, you'll be able to see as you've written it all. It's just it's got to get
reviewed. It's getting slowly, and it's not just me now. Eric Vizelier adds patches, so it's good. It's getting there.
Yeah.
Go community.
Yeah. So if you go to you can also look at the watch the video CBCon video where her. Gore explained.
Or
it's the Hawaiian shirt.
It's the shirt.
Yes.
See, Hawaiian shirt. So yeah, Gore explained what is in LLVM, how you can use it even from C.
And we can have Richard Smith talking right
about
now.
His ongoing implementation of modules in Clang, and you can try it and give feedback. This is very important.
Right. And all those CBBCon videos are on both YouTube and Channel 9 for those of you who are in places you can't get to YouTube. Yes.
Well, I think that's basically the major way to get involved into the standardization process.
And then they should, for those of them who aren't going to, they can just try patiently to wait the 4 months until we come back and do this one more time after Kona.
The next meeting is in Hawaii, Kona, Hawaii, beautiful Kona. Second half of February, I don't have the exact dates off my head, but if you go to sociocp.org, you'll have
February 28th to March 4th.
Oh, see?
Is this a leap year?
I don't remember.
Well, that was impressive. I thought maybe you'd be
17.
Able to figure it out.
You can. All right. Anyway.
All right, so that's going native number 55. Mm-hmm. Go out there, try the features, try all the compilers, file bug reports, and yay. We'll see you next time.
And cross fingers to get 17.
Yeah, 17 Kona. All right, yeah.
Okay.
The end.